Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Prophetess Ruth Davis. Welcome to Handle with Prayer. I will read in your hearing the 27th division of Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his holy temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Lead me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and teach me in a plain path. Because of mine enemies, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, as such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah, beloved. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come to you in one accord. In the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18 and 19. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask you to reveal to us any unconfessed sins that we may have in our hearts at any time. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you in praise. With praise and thanksgiving, we come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling, and we come seeking truth. We come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship and praise before you, and we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over ourselves. Each person that we have prayed for today, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, we apply the shed blood of Jesus Christ over each of us, over the airways that surround us, over us and under us, over our telephones, over our homes, over our properties, over our offices, our cars, our trucks, our businesses, over our finances. We apply the blood over our marriages, our ministries, and we ask you to render powerless and harmless and nullify the power. Destroy the strong man, the messenger of Urmoshi, of Satan, and witchcraft. Heavenly Father, we ask you to deliver us. We ask you, O Lord, to cleanse us. God of Moshe, we pray today, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to wash and cleanse our minds, cleanse our hearts with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thought. Give each of us a sound mind in Jesus Christ's holy name, according to John 14:14. To God be the glory. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our lives. For you are the most see our creator. You are the creator of all good things. Father, we thank you that we can come to you. We can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace that will help us in the time of need. Father, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you for the plan that you have for our lives. We thank you, God, that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for the provision that you have made to meet all our needs according to your riches in glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our lives as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection. We thank you that your perfect love casts out all fears, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that keeps us and calms us, the peace that has, we know that we're secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that may come into our lives. Father, we thank you for your for our lives and for your presence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bind all Satan's evil, wicked demons, lying, unclean, perverse, tormented spirits, and strong men and messengers. We bind their eyes, their ears, deaf to our prayers, our conversations, our actions, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Unless we speak to them, O God, we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, the presence of anyone that we may pray for today, O God, the presence of anyone that we may encounter today, O God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms. We come today, O God, praying on Abu Sunday and pleading the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus over these doorways, and we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that they cannot come back through these doorways ever again to our homes, to our properties, to our cars, our trucks, and to our workplaces, our business, oh God, our finances. We pray in the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to move according to your will for our lives, oh God. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your mighty armor you have put on, that you have provided for us. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the girdle of truth. We have our feet shod with the gospel, the preparable shikara of Sunday, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, that we may be able to use against all the forces of evil in our life. We place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14:13-14, to be our God and our shield, and a shield about us. Take us unto the clefts of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91:1. We put your armor on us, and we live and pray in complete dependence upon you. And we pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions, according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Blessed Heavenly Father, to God be the glory. According to Psalms 86, bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear us when we pray. Preserve us, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For we are the most, preserve us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O Lord. We cry out to you daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art God, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous unto mercy unto all of them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto our prayer and attend to the voice of our supplication in the day of our trouble. We call upon thee, for thou wilt answer us. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach us the ways, O Lord. Teach us thy ways, O Lord, and we will walk in thy truth. Unite our hearts to fear thy name. We will praise thee, O Lord, with our whole hearts, and we will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward us, and thou hast delivered our souls from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against us, and the assembly of violent men have sought after my soul and have not set thee before thee. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto us and have mercy upon us and give thy strength unto thy servants and save the sons of thine handmaidens. Shew me for a token for good, that thou which hatest us may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped hope in me and comforted us. Hear our voice, O Lord, in prayer. Preserve our lives from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongues like a sword, and bend thy bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at us, and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. According to Psalm 64, they search in a moshandable hoshe. Who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thoughts of every one of them, and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright shall glory in their hearts. Lord, we cry unto thee. Make haste unto us, O God. Give ear unto our voices when we cry unto thee. Let our prayers be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting of our hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before our mouths. Keep the door of our lips. Incline not our hearts to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquities, and let us not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite them. It shall be a kindness, and let him be reproved. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayers shall also be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones, in the name of Jesus, hear the right, O Lord. Attention to our cries. Give ear unto our prayers that goeth not out of feigned lips. Save us, O God, by thy name, and judge us by thy strength. Hear our prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of our mouth. For strangers have risen up against us, and oppressors seek after our soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is our helper. The Lord is with us. That upholds our souls. He shall reward evil unto our enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. We will freely sacrifice unto thee. We will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered us out of all our trouble. And and our eyes have seen his desire upon our enemies. Oh, glory, Lord Oboshi. Glory to your name, God. Hayabashandaya. We pray tonight, God, be merciful unto us. Oh, God, be merciful unto us, for our soul trusteth in thee. In the shadow of thy wings, we will make refuge until these calamities be over. We will cry unto you, O God, Most High, unto God that performeth all things for us. You will send for heaven, O God, and save us from the reproach of them that will swallow us up. Selah, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Ho Mashiach, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto your people. Be merciful unto this generation. Hebashe, move in a mighty way tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. For it's written in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, hey, by Sunday, and I will forgive their sins, and I will cleanse the land. Oh, Lord, in Amoshe, and I will heal the land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my eyes shall attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart to be there perpetually. Oh, Lord, we pray tonight, Lord. We cry out to you, O God, with the voice of our supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my past. In the way wherein I walk have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. So man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass about me, for thou shalt deal bountifully with us. Oh, God, Messiah. Calling on your holy and your righteous name. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray for ourselves and each person that we prayed for today. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will teach us. Heavenly Father, we ask that we may be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass, and that we may stand before the Son of Man. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us watchful and praying at all times. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're letting us be counted worthy to escape all things. We thank you for letting us stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. We pray. Heavenly Father, we know that all our happiness comes from you. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you be merciful. We ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your face to shine upon us. Pardon us from all our sins. God, we need your grace and your blessings. Everything that we have, everything that we need, it's in you. It comes from you and you alone. Most of all, we need you. We need you to know. We need you to know, Shanayahaya, your light to shine upon us. So, Father, show grace to us. Bless us abundantly. But also help us to remember that you give your blessing, not just for us alone, but that we may be able to be a blessing to others. You show us your ways, that we might humbly teach your ways to others. You save our lives. now and for eternity, that we might give our lives for the salvation of others. Father, help us to not look so intently on the gift you have given us that we no longer seek your face. Help us to not cling to your blessings so tightly that we can't open our hands to give to others or even to receive more from you. Help us not to fear that if we give, you won't be able to replenish what we have lack of. Help us to trust your sufficiency, your abundance, even in whatsoever you is for your glory is ultimately for our good, no matter what the cost, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now, and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and we will not forget all your benefits. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and all that is within us. We bless your holy name, for you are God, who forgives all our sins, who heals all of our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, and who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and sacrifice that satisfies our mouth with good things. We thank you for your word, Oboshe. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word says in Psalms 103 that you will renew our youth like the eagles and execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed, that you give your angels charge over us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us mercy for those who fear you, and that your mercy is everlasting. We thank you, Lord, for removing our transgressions. We bless the Lord and all his works in all places, and a mosque of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O our souls, and all that is whatever say within us. We bless your holy name. Oh God, we bless you tonight. Oh Lord, we praise you. We lift up your holy name. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you, God, for in you we move, in you we live, in you, Lord, we have our very being. We give you thanks today, God, for all of your bountiful blessings that come from above. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for sitting on the most. We give you thanks, oh God. We give you praise. All the days of our lives, we honor you. Thank you, Lord God, that even the Ramosira, Ramokosha, even the very hairs of our heads are numbered. Oh Lord, we thank you. Oh Lord, we praise you. Hanama Shandaya. Hekarabo Shandaya. Ina Namoho Shanda. We know not what we should pray for. Ikananamo Shandara as we ought. But the Spirit of Mosikoro Sara make an intercession. Ikananama Shandara Bahikatabasa. Iabashe, Yanaboshe. Hanamaja Mokoshande. Glory to Moshiach. Glory Anamashiata. Glory to your name, O God. Meshiabokoshiabas. Yidalabokoshande. Oh, how excellent is thy name. In all the earth, ya ya yarakaya labosa. Midalabokoshanda. Meet the needs of your people today, Father. Ishabase. Menamoshandaya. Hey, God, meet the needs of your people today, Father. In the name of Jesus, manifest healing, O God, in the body of Christ. For the Bible declares that you were wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon you, and banamoshaya by your stripes, your people are healed. We pray, O God, that healing will be manifested. Hayakaya boshe, that your holy and amoshe anointing will flow from the crown of your people's heads unto the soles of their feet. Abashe, heal today, God. manifested in the Messiah, in the Moshikararosaya. We rebuke sickness and disease, oh God. What's written in your word, beloved, I wish above all things that I might prosper and be in help even as thy soul prospers. Send your word and heal today, God. Send your word, and deliver today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, move by your spirit in the earth realm, oh God. Oh, not I will, oh God. Let your holy will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord. Because prayer is a link between us and thee. We pray in the name of Jesus, according to your divine will for the lives of your children, your servants, O God. We pray that it will be manifested. Make haste to help your people, O God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, O God, deliver out of them all. We decree and declare deliverance. And I must say, set the captives free, O God, in the name of Jesus. The anointing that destroys the yoke, let your anointing flow even as we speak, dear God. Let your holy anointing flow. Open blinded eyes tonight, Father. Unstop deaf ears, O God. He that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying at this hour, at this moment, at this time that we're living in. Reveal today, O God. Uncover today, God. Establish destiny today, God. Reveal purpose today, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch tonight, God. In the name of Jedabaka. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I will extol thee, my God. I will bless thy name forever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. For great is the Lord, and you're greatly to be praised, and your greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of thy might, of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of thy glory, of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men, to the sons of men, his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all that be bowed down. The eyes of Uttermoshe have all wait upon thee. And thou givest them meat in due season. Thou open thy hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the dilatable shade, the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry that will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Oh, we bind every danabosha, every backlash spirit danabosha, and every demon of retaliation in the name of Jesus. Let the words of our mouth, meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in the name of Jesus, amen. Hayaboshe. Beloved, this is your host, Prophet Ruth Davis. And the blessing of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Tarabashanda. He Korabashanda. Mirio Kurabakitarabos. Nidaraboshanda. Hidaraboshandarabosikarabasaya. Hindaraboshe. Amen. And thank you, God. Amen. 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 Ayayayayaya. Thank you, Father. Ayayayayaya. Kurekitirabosanda. Hidaraboshanda.